I can't see Rich ever retiring. I mean, how hard is his job anyway? It's not that hard to do this work.
They are getting drenched here. The confetti coming down. Everything you imagined.
I never imagined anything like this.
Welcome back to Sports Beat 50. Rich King back with you here in the crowd.
Okay, we're back here on the bus, and what a ride that was.
Well, in all likelihood, the Sonics will never return to their locker room here in Chicago.
Great song, great guy, great moment. Listen, I hope you had the time of your life. Rich King, who, Dave, you met when you were just a boy.
Yeah, pretty much.
And do you remember the first meeting?
Well, Rich hired me. Rich hired me.
So it was an
CBS.
Interview.
Well, yeah. Rich,
were you nervous?
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. He was, of course, he was a pretty young boss, too. He was only 25.
Right. Rich King joins us now as he prepares to do his final sportscast on Channel 9. There's a rumor, Rich, that this is going to be like a Cher thing, that you're going to unretire in about 2 weeks.
That's been the rumor for, you know, I've retired so many times, I guess that's a natural thing. I know this has got to be it. They already hired Lauren Majere, my replacement, so I can't go back, which is okay with me because she's headed for a great career, and I'm ready to hang it up anyway.
Favorite moments through the years. Give me two or three.
White Sox bus, 05, covering Jordan, Peyton, greats in the game, no question about it. All the Bulls championships and White Sox in 05, as I mentioned, and just on down the line. Boy, so many great memories. I was very lucky to span such a great era in Chicago sports with all those great great athletes we had.
Did you always enjoy the scrum, or does that get old after a while?
The scrum is what got me out. It's getting rougher every year. There's more media as the years progress, and the job has gotten harder. Although I guess that's the wrong thing to say, because really the job has really that always been easy. It's a joy to do. I mean, you're covering sports, and you're every day you're in a never never land. It's fun and games. So I think that what happened. My main reason for retiring was to spend time with my wife and travel, and you can't do it in this business. You can't get the time off.
Yeah, it's true.
We can get 10 days off. You can't get a month off.
Athletes, harder or easier to talk to now?
Harder, much harder. Back in 77, I would go in the Bears training area and talk to Jack Pardee in his office, the head coach, have a cup of coffee, put the tape machine on, and spend a half hour with him on and off the record. I was the only guy up there in radio back in 77 and during the week. And nowadays, you couldn't get anywhere near Fox's office.
Yeah, you'd have to be scheduled through a PR guy, rescheduled, and then eventually you might get 2 minutes. Dave Innitt.
Well, you know, that's one thing that has changed so dramatically, access. And one story that Rich and I both worked on would have been in 1982, I believe, and that was the Lee Elia rant. And Rich, you were there at Wrigley Field that day. I remember I was back in the studio, and all of a sudden everything was up for grabs because Elia had gone off on the Cubs fans, and he was trotted out a little bit later and had to make an apology in front of Dallas Green. But what do you remember about that day?
I remember about that day that I was the second guy in there, and I thought I had some great stuff, and somebody else had better stuff. Less,
that's right.
Yep. He got in there first. And
was it the grobber?
The grobber got in there first, but just barely.
He got in there first. I walked out of there. I thought, "Oh, well, I got some great stuff here." He's really opened up that I heard his stuff. So I got nothing compared to what he had. But it was a crazy day. You know, he was the team. I think it was 5-14. Mm-hmm. It was obviously not going well. His manager's job is always on the line, and I think that he just went off on the media and on the fans. And you know, it's one thing to go off on the media, which is, you know, fair game. But you go off on the fans, you're asking for trouble, and of course he had to apologize, and eventually got fired. I think he was ill-suited for the job in the first place. It's a tough job, and you have to have a pretty good skin to do it.
But see, again, this underscores the difference, because there were two, three electronic reporters, electronic media guys there that day at Wrigley Field, and today there would have been 100 or more, it seems like, and the cameras as well.
Yeah, back then, Dave, you had access to guys would talk mm-hmm. to you off the record. They get you in the corner, and you had sources. Nowadays, you sources of tweets. I mean, it's a whole different bag. I thought of writing, somebody said, why don't you write a book on the art of you know, broadcasting and breaking stories? And it's totally changed. The book could be irrelevant. So it's a different era, no question about it.
Is Dave Ennett your best hire ever?
No question. He is. No, he is. Look at his track record. I mean, he's good Northwestern. He's got a press box named after him. He's got a great voice. I always thought he sounded like Vin Scully.
I agree with you. And, you know, the thing is, and you know this better than anybody, Rich, the best thing about Ennett is not how good he is. The best thing about Ennett is what a good guy he is.
He's a great guy. You know, and his broadcasters, I enjoy listening to him all the time, though. Football games, it's amazing over the years. His voice is steady and sound.
Yeah.
And he's a very knowledgeable guy. I mean, we're playing the kind of tag here, but
what did you pay him? What'd you pay with that first job you hired him for when he's 22 out of Northwestern? What'd you offer him? Do you remember?
Unfortunately, I didn't have, but the purse strings were not in my control. I'll get that caveat out there.
I'm guessing it was 15 grand. 15?
I can tell you right now, it was peanuts.
I mentioned this the other night at Rich's retirement party. I was hired by Rich and John Holtman, who was the boss. They hired me for $2.50 an hour. I was a junior at Northwestern, and I thought I'd won the lottery. I mean, I was so happy to have that money.
Oh, I remember that.
You know,
sure.
Working four to midnight.
I got one better than that. I broke in at DBM doing weekend sportscasts, and I had to talk my way into it. And I was paid $9 a show.
$9 a show.
At 15 and 45, they had the updates, and they needed a guy to do college football. So I volunteered to do college football from like noon to 8 or whatever on a Saturday and Sunday. I worked 7 days a week, and for those weekends, but I got on the air.
But you loved it. You absolutely loved it. Yeah. I remember making $120 a week and loving every minute of it. You couldn't tear me away from it.
Right.
Rich,
$9 a show.
Rich, congratulations. You deserve nothing but the best. And speaking of great guys, you are one. And I know everybody loves you, and I hope you and your wife have great travels around the world or wherever you go. So we're really happy for you.
Well, I appreciate you. I want to thank all the people who have watched me over the years and listened to me. I really appreciate it.
And your last sportscast is tonight on WGN TV.
Yeah, they're going to bring the weekend crew, Jackie Bang and Bob Jordan and Jim Ramsey, and we're going to go to the 9 o'clock news. Mark Sapulsa and Michael Matera are off, so they're going to send me out with the weekend crew.
That's nice.
24 years with those guys. It's going to be. I told Jackie Bang she better not cry or I'll start from it.
Well, that's nice. It's nice. You deserve the best, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
See you, Fish.
Good to talk to you. Bye.
Rich King. Why do you call him Fish?
It's his nickname. Brad Palmer had nicknames for everybody. Mm-hmm. Brad was our boss, and he was
fun
Fish
guy.
As in Kingfish. And I know you and Brad go way back.
Yeah, right? We're tight.
Yeah. The professor.